The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight. Senior night at John Field Gym as the Galesburg Silver Streaks set to take on the Rock Island Rock Streaks. 22-6 on the year, 8-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Rock Island on a pretty good roll as of late, although they've lost a couple, playing really good basketball, 14-12 overall, but 7-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. By the way, I have an answer for you, Eric. Juniper Schwartzman missed a couple of games last week for All-State Band. French horn.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The instrument of choice. French horn is what she plays. So, you know, the one upside to that, of course, we missed Juniper, but we were able to play well and win both games. Added a little more depth, though, with Addison Peck getting some playing time, and she was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, for sure, and that was somebody that we've been hoping to see a little bit more of.
Let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Cool. Against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, if you'd all please rise as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem.
GHS band with a national anthem. Before we send it back down to Bill, I noticed Addie McLaughlin in street clothes tonight on the bench.
Oh.
And now,
yeah. All right.
Let's meet the starting lineups. First for the Rocks from Rock Island High School. A 5'5 senior, number one, Area B. A 6-foot freshman, number two, Kazaria Bell. A 5'9 junior, number 11, Fidelia Awudi. A 5'6 senior, number 23, Kayla Rice. And a 5'8 senior, number 25, Tamaya Johns Jamison. The Rocks coached by Henry Hall, assisted by Siobhan Singleton and Larry Hall.
We already heard that one. We'll get
the, and now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'8 junior, number four, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'7 senior, number 12, Capri Ferguson. A 5'4 junior, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A 5'8 junior, number 30, Antonia Kistler. And a 5'8 junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd. Silver Street's coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Kelsey Legg, Michael Ruxin, Josh Biddle.
All right, there you have the starting lineup. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, silver and black trim. Rocks in their road red, yellow numbers, and white and black trim. Okay, I have to say it. My mom says it's crimson and gold. What's it look like to you?
Oh, it's red and yellow.
Okay, that's what I thought. I want to make sure. Although the shoes, who's it there in the middle? Now, see, this is, again, hard to see the numbers with long hair. That's Kazaria Bell, 6-foot freshman. Those shoes have about every color in them there.
Every highlighter color.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Ball's up. Tip one by Soraya. Capri Ferguson with the Streaks have the ball to start the game. Rocky comes out in a man-to-man defense. Capri Ferguson out high on the left side. Just underway here. And she's getting pushed out toward midcourt. Gets it to Antonia Kistler. Soraya between the circles. Out high right side. Capri Ferguson. Capri. Looking over the defense to Alexis Edgerson, top of the key, drives down the right side of the lane, stops, kicks it back out to Capri, top of the key, left wing, Kiara drives left baseline, little runner up and in. Tough shot over some good defense, 2-0 Streaks.
I think Kiara might have gotten away with the travel there. She switched the feet before she started dribbling, and we're going to get a foul. Antonia Kistler goes up to try to block Rice's shot and got a lot of body.
Yeah, had the arm on top of the ball, but that was not all. So, you know, I'm wondering with Rice, and obviously she's a leader. She's the only one averaging double figures for Rock Island. First foul on Antonia, by the way. Kiara actually overtook her as leading scorer in the conference. She dropped to under 22, and Kiara is over 22 now. Is it going to be a case that she's just going to, does she want to get out there and try to score and take that lead back? I don't know. I don't know what her personality is as she hits both free throws. We're tied at two.
Well, she did take 19 shots, or... Yeah, 19 shots the last time these two teams played. So she's no stranger to being the the focal point of the offense.
Now he switches to 3-2, 2-3. I'm not sure what we're doing.
I think it's...
Now the Streaks turn it over. Rice steals a pass away, lays it up and good, and she's got all four Rockies points. They lead 4-2. Now they pick up with full court pressure. 7 minutes to play first quarter. Antonia Kistler in the backcourt swings it to Alexis Edgerson. She gets it across right side. Gets to Capri Ferguson in the center circle. Streaks trail 4-2. They're really coming out. It looks like a 3-2 almost.
Yeah, it does look like a 3-2. At first, I thought maybe it was a 2-1-2, but.
Well, yeah, because you do have the center dropping back.
Yeah,
in.
Woody
yeah.
keeps going down to the baseline, so I think it's supposed to be a 2-1-2.
Now bounce inside to Soraya. Nice pass underneath to Antonia Kistler, but she's fouled by Kazaria Bell. Nice ball movement there by the Streaks. A nice bounce pass from Antonia. Soraya to Antonia, and Antonia Kiss will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Coach Hall showing that in this one he's going to start switching up defenses, it looks like, pretty quickly. So Streaks have to identify when they're coming down, specifically Capri has to identify.
Antonia misses the first. She's been pretty lights out from the line in general. She had, a 6-for-6 game recently?
Yeah.
But had a couple misses, I think, the other night as well, or last Saturday. Second shot is up and good. 4-3 Rocks, 6:35 to play here in the first quarter. Rice will bring it across for Rock Island, met by Alexis Edgerson.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Coach Massey subs with Addie McLaughlin. She's usually your backup point guard, so somebody else is going to have to pick up some of the ball handling duties.
Somebody,
and we're going to get a foul on Kiara Kilgore.
Drives in, and that's the first on Kiara. Two team fouls on the Streaks.
I guess they are going to give her two shots. I thought she swiped her before she tried to go up, but they're going to say no, she was shooting.
4-3 Rocks, 6:20 to play here in the first quarter. First free throw up, no good. Rocky has struggled as a team from the free throw line. Well, the whole Western Big Six has, to be quite honest. I think we're third in the Big Six.
We are.
59%.
Right.
Second shot up and good. 5-3 Rocks, full court pressure again. Kiara Kilgore with it. Gets to Alexis Edgerson across midcourt right side. Alexis to the wing. Henry Hall wanted a trap there. They didn't get there in time.
Well, he's lucky that Rice didn't get called for a foul. Yeah. She jumped up on top of Antonia.
Kira, wide open three from the left wing, way too strong, and the rebound weak side kept alive by Antonia Kisser. Alexis Edgerton runs it down, knocked away by Rice. Alexis picks it up, bounces it out high to Antonia. Now it's Capri Ferguson. Good hustle on the offensive glass. Pass
good
inside
pass.
To Kiera. Switches his hands. Couldn't get it to fall. Went from the right to the left to avoid the defender. Couldn't quite get it to fall. Now going to the floor. Falling down was Aria Bell. Up court it goes. And a three-pointer left wing up and no good by, Jameson. And the Streaks bring it the other way. Trailing 5-3. 5.5 to play first quarter. Antonia Kisler hands off to Kiera Kilgore. She's got it out high on the left side. Top of the key. Soraya, right wing, Capri Ferguson drives right baseline up off the glass, too strong. Rebound tapped out and taken away by Kazaria Bell. This is Jameson with it. Jameson right side, hesitation down the right side, scoops it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, right there, if you're Antonia, you can't get caught on that. Just a little hesitation, dribble, and then she went by her and laid it up and in.
Not like it was a super quick
move.
7-3 is the Rocks' lead. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
Effective nonetheless, though. She waited until Antonia put her heels on the ground and then went.
Alexis Edgerton for three. Top of the key. Good on the feed from Capri Ferguson. Alexis with the first basket. And it's 7-6 Rocks, 4:45 to play first quarter.
Yeah, great job right there by the Streak, taking advantage. The defense had sunken down, and so Alexis went over the top.
Wow. Rice, a long three from straight on, rattled it home. Down, back the other way comes Alexis Edgerton. Nice pass to Soraya Boyd running the floor, lays it up and in. Great recognition by Alexis Edgerton. Soraya running the floor, 10-8, Rocks 4:20 to play first quarter. Rice thought about the three. Alexis closes out on her. Now Jameson out high right side, stolen away by Kiera Kilgore. Kiera on the dribble, left side, leans in and fouled by, Aria B. Aria B picks up the foul. Kiera is going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
I think she might have gotten that ball clean, but the way that Kiera played it off, I think got her to the free throw line.
And I guess probably also the way she actually smacked down on it, too.
Right.
They'll call that more often than not as Kiera hits the first. She's got three first substitutions. Lily Clark in and Juniper Schwartzman as Antonia Kisser and Alexis Edgerton get a break. 4:10 to play, and second free throw from Kiera ties it up at 10.
Well, I like keeping Capri off of
Rice
as long as you can, because, you know, if you're down a ball handler, you don't want Capri picking up any cheap ones.
Yeah, and Rice is a good shooter, and, yeah, she shot that one for Ray. I'd rather have her shooting that shot as Juniper Schwartzman. I think I got a piece of that. But now on the rebound, Soraya had it, got taken away, and the shot was missed by Bell. Soraya gets the rebound. To Capri Ferguson, bounces for Lily Clark. She's got it in the corner out near midcourt to Capri in the center circle. Tied at 10, 3:38
man
to play
to
first quarter. So now they go, man. We'll see what Streaks can do with it. Right wing, Capri Ferguson. Rice guarding her. Lily Clark top of the key, dribbles right. Looks for help. Got bottled up there, got too close to Capri. Now gets it off to her.
Capri Ferguson, very animated on the sideline.
Yeah. Now on the dribble, Capri drives right, baseline, scooped it up and in. Nice move, good recognition. Capri Ferguson, her first basket. Streaks retake the lead, 12-10, 3:10 to play first quarter.
Rocks didn't communicate right there. Great screen by Soraya Boyd. Defender didn't see it coming, and it freed Capri up for that layup.
Denasia Cartwright misses the three. Kiera takes the rebound around, gets pushed to the floor. And that foul is going to go against Bell. That is her second foul, Kazaria Bell, her second foul. And the third team foul now on the Rocks.
Well, she's going to come out of the game. That's going to take some length and athleticism out of the game for the Rocks.
And they'll send in Lyric Rice, 5'10 sophomore. Don't know that she – did we talk about this last time? Is she a cousin?
I think we asked, and Coach Hall wasn't sure.
He wasn't sure. Okay. Well, sure they weren't sisters. Lily Clark for three from the right wing. Airballed that one, and
this
the rebound's going to go
ball.
Off of. Yeah, oh, they didn't see. Yeah, it is. It is going to stay. Okay. Couldn't see the call from down there. But, oh, we're going to have it on the near sideline. Must have got knocked out on this side. So, Kiera's going to inbound from out near midcourt, near sideline. Streaks lead 12-10, 2:49 to play first quarter. Lily Clark on the right wing. Fires a long three. Missed it.
I didn't like that one because she double clutched.
Yeah, didn't get in rhythm that time. Kind of thought about it first. Nice behind-the-back move there by B. Kicks out to Rice, a long three-pointer. And, she was Jessica Howard range from just about to the volleyball spike line, but off to the side a little bit and airballed that one big time.
That was a heat check shot right there.
Yeah.
She was feeling good and wanted to see how good.
Now the streak turned over. Rice with the steal, lays it up and in. We know she can hit from up there.
Well, and she's so active on defense. Streaks have to be aware. If she's in your passing lane, you got to move.
Lily Clark, right baseline, 15-footer, no good. And now a reach foul on Capri. Yeah, that's not a place you want Capri to pick up that foul. Rice had gotten it after the outlet pass, and Capri reached in on her. That's not a good one for
her. Well, and I think Coach Massey's talking to Lily Clark right now, and I think what he said, which I totally agree with, is you can't settle for that 12-footer. You got to go to the lane, try to get some contact. She took a flat-footed 12-footer and just didn't get enough on it.
Mariah McQueen, 5'8", senior in for the Rocks. Alexis Edgerson back in for the Streaks.
So is Antonia Kistler.
Antonia in as well, right wing, driving in. Aria Bell loses the ball. And Lyric Rice came up with it, but stolen away by Kiara. Kiara Kilgore on the dribble. Nice bounce pass left baseline to Antonia Kistler. Kicks out to Capri, top of the key for three. Good!
Great extra pass right there by Antonia. I was worried she's going to go in and try to take that shot over some bigger players, and she saw that they were there. She kicked it back out. You don't usually, as a coach, like to kick out for the three, but Capri was wide open.
15-12 Streaks, 1:35 to play first quarter. This is B on the dribble out on the right side. Stops, kicks back out high to Cartwright. Denasia Cartwright, 5'10", junior transfer. I don't know where she transferred from. Coach Hall mentioned she was transferred. Now Rice, another long three. Banked that one straight on. Well, she figured she had to push it harder, and she did. She's got 12 already of Rock Island's 15. Cross court to go to Alexis Edgerson. Down the right baseline, gets knocked to the floor.
Yeah, and there's a bad call foul by Lyric Rice because I don't think Alexis was going to be able to get to the basket there. She had gone to the baseline.
And she also slipped. She hit a wet spot and slipped. So we're getting one of the seniors, another one of the seniors off the bench. Kayla Pendergast gets into the game. She'll replace Capri Ferguson, 1:10 to play here in the first quarter. Inbound Alexis Edgerson, left baseline for three. On target, missed it. Kayla Pendergast with the rebound to Kiara, right baseline for three, missed that one. Rebound Antonia Kistler, and a reach-in foul is going to go against Area B, and that's going to be her second foul now. So Antonia will go back to the free throw line. Streaks again active on the offensive glass.
101 left to go in the first quarter. This one's a little bit higher scoring of a game, 15-all so far.
Antonia's first free throw is good. Streaks retake the lead, 16-15. It's really interesting. The sophomore game was it was a fairly high-scoring game, but then there was hardly any scoring in the second half. We ended up 37-21. I think we were close to 20 at the end of the first half. Second shot for Antonia is up and good. She's 3-for-4 from the line. 3 points, 17-15 Streaks. 58 seconds to play in the quarter. Rice out by the volleyball spike line. Again, she's going to shoot that one, pull it. Let her. Yeah, rather have that than her going to the basket and getting to the free throw line. Now pass the left baseline, Lyric Rice.
Should be a double dribble.
Now a travel to drug the pivot foot. Running the ball down is Cartwright out left of the center circle with 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Hands off to Rice. She's left of the center circle now. Alexis drops off of her. Good defense. Right wing it goes to Jamison. Now it's Cartwright. Top of the key, dribbles left. Gets a pick. Good defense by Antonia Kistler. Fought through the moving screen. Now Rice, step back three. Nope, she's on top of the line. Missed it. And a rebound coming down. Kayla let it go. She was going to grab it.
I thought she was going to.
So the Streaks have it for the final shot here, hopefully, of the first quarter, leading 17-15.
Okay, with Capri out of the game, Kara's going to handle the basketball.
Now with 10 across midcourt, guarded by Rice, right wing, Juniper Schwartzman. Now with 7. Antonia Kistler back to Kiara, top of the key with 4. Now it's Alexis Edgerson. Stops to fire the 3, gets bumped, no call, and doesn't even get a shot off.
Yeah. Kiara and coach are saying you got to get that shot up. And I think after she got bumped, it knocked her out of sorts.
Yeah, kind of had her off balance a little bit. All right, one quarter in the books. It's senior night here at Galesburg High School. It is the Galesburg Silver Streak 17, the Rock on the Rocks 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, one of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
When you're out and about, be sure you're wearing the gray WGIL button for a chance to be spotted and win instant cash, like David Selkirk of Galesburg, who won $25 from WGIL.
Rocks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Missed a shot. Cartwright missed it. Rebound, Soraya Boyd. Now, nice look from Capri. Oh, a nice dump down from Kiera to Antonia Kister. Drew three defenders, dumped it down to Antonia. She lays it up and in. 19-15 streaks. 7:27 to play first quarter. Tom Erdith there. Gibson here at John Field Gym. Senior night. Well, yeah, good news so far from Alleman.
Yeah, 13-9. Alleman up against Geneseo after one.
Rice with a drive. Kayla Rice missed a shot. Good defense by the Streaks. And Soraya Boyd has to be strong with a rebound and does. It gets it off to Capri. Tried to bounce it to Alexis. Kicked out of bounds by Taylor Rice. And it's going to go back to the Streaks. Back into the Rocky lineup is Kazaria Bell, the 6-foot freshman. She's got two fouls. Area B also with two fouls for the Rocks. Rice, 12 of the 15 points for the Rocks.
It'll be interesting to see how good Kayla Rice's conditioning is here, because she's been all over the floor in the early going for the Rocks.
Kiera on the dribble, right wing, crosses over, goes baseline, drives in, gets pushed, throws up with the left hand, missed it, and going after the rebound, Rice comes away. Oh, don't reach Kiera.
Yeah, be careful there.
Careful. Oh, and now that's unfortunate. That was a smart move by Rice. If she did it on purpose, Kiera coming behind her, she stopped, and Kiera tripped over the top of her, so she did end up picking up her second foul.
Yeah,
but that was unfortunate because she took some heavy contact going in for
right.
that shot.
She cut through two defenders and took a hit to the face and another one to the chest area, and no call there. Upon request, Tom, the student section has grown here.
Oh, yeah, it has. That's good. All right. Streaks lead 19-15. Cartwright in the paint. Kicks out left side to Awudi. I think that's the first time she's touched the ball. Now Jamison drives right baseline. Good defense by Soraya Boyd. Jamison kicks it out. Ooh. Alexis didn't have her eye on the ball. Probably could just missed reaching out for it. Now Rice fires the three left side. Missed it. Rebound Soraya Boyd. Outlet to Capri. Down court it goes to Alexis Ederson. Alexis on the right wing. Free throw line. Antonia Kistler fires the 15-footer straight on short. And the rebound Soraya Boyd. Soraya left hand got knocked away by Jamison. Goes to the floor. And Jamison takes it away.
Seven rebounds, though, for Soraya. She's really getting after the boards in this one.
Good quick hands for Jamison. Now this is Bell with it, 6-foot freshman, little baby hookup and no good. Kept the rebound alive, but Capri comes away with it. Bell took a hard fall, but she was just off balance. Oh, they're a push, and they're not calling. Jamison pushing Capri. Now a look from Kiera to Soraya down the left side of the lane, up with the left hand and in.
Well, and that was credit to Soraya getting down the floor, because Bell hit the floor, and she was laying there for a second, and that's who was guarding Soraya. So Soraya sprinting down the floor and was wide open for that layup.
Henry Hall calls a 30-second timeout. 5:39 to play here in the first half. It is Galesburg 21, Rock Island 15. So a good start for the streak. You know, one of the things I like that we're doing, because Rocky is pressuring all over the floor, even on a made basket, especially on rebounds. Like, for instance, that time, the outlet, Soraya got it quickly to Capri and then threw it quickly up court to Alexis. Or I guess that was the time before, but they're getting it out. They're getting up quick. That long down court pass beating the defense back at times.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If they're going to go heavy on their pressure at the front end, if you move the ball quick enough, you should be able to get over the top of their defense and down the floor.
All right, Rocks will bring it the length of the court out of the 30-second timeout. Streaks lead 21-15. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along tonight for Silver Street girls basketball. Hopefully, I guess we'd still, if we both win, we'd still be a half game behind Geneseo for the Western Big Six. Rice, another three top of the key, missed that one. Keep shooting them. Kiera with a rebound. Kiera brings it across left side. Kiera Kilgore on the dribble. Crosses over, pulls it back out, gives to Soraya Boyd between the circles. Right wing, Capri Ferguson. Capri, Jamison Gardiner, top of the key to Alexis Ederson. Left wing, Kiera steps back, fires a three. Good! Kiera Kilgore with her first three. She's got seven, make it 24-15. Biggest lead in the ballgame at nine. with 5 minutes to play in the first half. Rice with it. Left side, good defense, good help by Kiera, and good job by Alexis Ederson. Jamison, top of the key, down high to D.
Kiera has to be careful because she threw her hip into a screen, and now we're going to get an illegal screen. This one's going to go against a Woody, so that'll be a turnover to third for the Rocks. But Kiera, while playing defense down there on Jamison, threw a hip check into a Woody, and she's got to be careful because if a Woody makes a big deal about that, she's going to get a third foul on her.
24-15 streaks. Alexis Ederson down to Sarai Boyd. Left baseline, can't hit, but the offensive rebound was Antonia Kister. Didn't get a body on her. She puts it back up and in. She's got seven. Make it 26-15 streaks. 4.5 to play, first half. A Woody at the free throw line. Kicks the cart right out high on the left side. Goes baseline. Pushes off on Antonia, but missed the shot anyway. And Kiera with a rebound. Now to Capri. Streaks with numbers. Capri across midcourt, right side to Alexis Ederson on the right wing. To Antonia. Now Capri out high on the left side with it. Holds on. Now dribbles left down the left side. Oh. Ooh, tried to bounce it inside to Soraya.
Well, Soraya left the lane to try to give Capri space, and Capri didn't realize that.
Rice down the right side. Shot up and no good. I think she wanted a foul. Now we're going to have,
it's going to be a foul on Rice, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. Going after the loose ball because Alexis was there, went straight up for it, and Rice was coming at her. Well, I'm not sure if there was enough contact for a foul.
Or no. I see what they said. They said she was out of bounds. No, she was out of bounds and then reestablished her.
Oh, okay.
She was the first one to touch it after she was out of bounds.
All right.
Coach Hall not happy because he thought that there was a foul there on
Rice on the shot.
When Rice was taking it down the lane. But realistically, Rice was running into the defensive players.
Yep. She was initiating the contact. And I think she was more concerned about that than making the shot, honestly. Juniper Swanson back in. Streaks turn it over.
Unforced turnover right there. Soraya was ready to move the ball before she caught the ball and then took her eyes off of it.
26-15 streaks, 3:49 to play here in the first half. Kayla Rice brings it across, met by Lily Clark.
At six turnovers now for the streaks, and Rice goes right by Lily Clark
right
for an easy layup.
Right down the left side, lays it up and in.
I don't know that Lily Clark's got the lateral quickness to stay with Rice.
Capri Ferguson across midcourt right side, bounces right corner to Lily Clark, and her pass knocked away. Streaks fortunately going to get it back. A Woody knocked it away, and Kiera will inbound from the left baseline.
That last bucket by Rice ended an 11-0 streak run.
Inbound comes to Capri. Right baseline, Kiera fires a three way off the mark.
Jeez, that was
now a foul.
That looked like one of those ones where you open the gym door and it just blew.
Yeah, it did. Kind of a curveball almost. Juniper Schwartzman called for the foul. Turf first and five team fouls now on the streaks. 3:26 to play. Antonia Kistler checking back in. She'll give Soraya a breather. So we'll come back. We're going to have Lily Clark meet Kayla Rice as she comes across. Rice with the basketball. She's got 14 in the game. Right wing goes to Cartwright working against Antonia Kistler. Cartwright drives in the lane. The left-handed shot up and no good. Antonia with the rebound.
Yeah, kind of surprised by that shot. Not a lot of movement right there on the offense.
Pass knocked away. Capri's back knocked away by Rice. Streaks will have it in midcourt in front of the scorer's table. It'll be Antonia Kistler to inbound. 3:08 to play first half. 26-17 streaks. Capri on the dribble across midcourt. It's picked from Antonia. Dribbles left. Tried to get to Kiera in the corner. Turned it over. Rice got in there and took it away.
Well, Rice was sitting on the passing. Yep. She knew she wanted to go to Kiera.
Left wing three up by B and good. Area B with her first basket. And it's 26-20. And Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. He's going to get Alexis Ederson and Soraya Boyd back in as they'll replace Lily Clark and Juniper Schwartzman. 2:46 to play first half. Streaks now from an 11-point lead to a 6-point lead.
Yeah, after that 11-0 run, right away, right back was Rocky with a two by Rice, that layup, and then that three by B.
And we're keeping an eye on the other Western Big Six games, especially the one up at Alleman between the Geneseo Maple Leafs and the Alleman Pioneers. Alleman was up early in that one, what, 13-9?
13-9. Quincy up on UT at halftime, 22-17.
That's all, really?
Yeah, wow. Geneseo now has taken the lead against Alleman, 22-16. They're in the second quarter.
All right, Kiera Kilgore to inbound in front of the streaks bench. Now Capri Ferguson will trigger the offense for Galesburg. Met at half court, nearly double dribble, gets it to Kiera on the left wing. Now Capri, Alexis Ederson out high right side. Capri top of the key. Capri Ferguson back to Alexis Edges and back to Capri. 2-3 zone. This, or no, is it still a 3-2? They're just spreading it out. Streaks look like they're trying to figure something out here. I'm not sure it's been a game of catch between Capri and Alexis. Now Kiera gets in the mix. Now to Alexis between the circles. Capri left wing, fires a three. Good! Kiera Kugel, her second three of the quarter. She's got 10 and make it 29-20 back to the 9-point lead. Rice down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and in.
Yeah, just a nice move. Went right by Alexis. Got Alexis on her left hip and then just went up over.
29-22 streaks, less than 2 minutes to play first half. Alexis Edgerson in front of the Rocks bench, kicks back out to Kiera right at the center circle. Kiera stops top of the key. Alexis Edgerson, right wing, missed that three. And Kiera keeps the rebound alive, gets it inside to Soraya, up and in. Kiera got kind of pushed, falling out of bounds, found Soraya. She lays it up and in. She's got 6-31-22 streaks, a minute 30 to play. Rice a long three from straight on, missed it. Kiera with a rebound.
Five rebounds out for Kiera.
Capri to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Alexis puts it on the floor to Capri Ferguson, right of the center circle. Looks over the defense with 1:17 to play. Now Antonia Kissler, Soraya Boyd between the circles, right wing, Capri Ferguson. Ooh, missed Antonia going down the lane. Now backdoor pass to Soraya Boyd. Has to go up for it and kick it back out. Now Capri in the center circle, 65 seconds to play first half. Dribbles right, gets picked from Soraya, down the right baseline, pulls it back out, bounces for Antonia Kissler. Antonia down the lane. Tried to kick out.
It was tipped.
Okay, it got tipped by a Woody, so it's going to go back to the street. She was trying to kick it back out to Alexis on the left wing. So Kiera Kilgore to inbound from the near sideline with 54.1 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 31-22. Some subs for Rock Island. Cartwright back in. Kiera inbounds to Capri in the center circle now. Antonia Kissler with 50. Dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Lays up blocked from behind, but they're going to call a foul. Hand on her. I think that she did have the hand on the hip from behind. That was, who was that? Looks like Denasia Cartwright.
Well, that's one.
That's Tariana Jamison.
That's one of those ones where you just want to say, Antonia, if you go up with the left hand there, it's an and one because there wasn't much contact, and she hits the tickles the twine, barely moving it there on her fourth straight made free throw.
She's got 8 in the game, back to a 10-point lead, 32-22, and make it back to 11.
She has such a pretty free throw touch.
Yeah. 45 seconds to play, Streaks lead 33-22. This is Rice with it. Kayla Rice out high right side. It goes to Jamison. This is Tamia Jamison working against Kiera Kugel. Good defense. Jamison drives in, looks for help. Now finally kicks it out. Cartwright back to Jamison from on top of the three-point arc. Straight on, puts it up and in. Long two for Jamison. She's got 5-33-24 streaks with 20 seconds to play in the half.
That looked like one of those ones where Kiera was like, I want to see her make one of these before I'm going to guard her out there.
Kiera's got it. 12 seconds to play. No. Swing it over to Capri. Ooh, dangerous pass there with Rice guarding her. Now 9 seconds to play. Streaks got to get a shot off to Alexis Edgerson, right wing with 5. Now Rice with the steal, midcourt, and
Capri
reached in.
Oh, my gosh. And she hit it from the R in Galesburg.
trying to get the continuation. LeBron would have been given that.
Right.
Didn't get the call at the rim, which was so horrible, but that's 2 on Capri Ferguson, though. 2.1 to play. Don't want to foul here.
Not a terrible foul there by Capri either.
Be careful. Ooh. Alexis,
you know that she's going to try to jump into you.
She was leaning into her, but the half comes to an end. Good first half of basketball. After the first half, it is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 33, the Rock Island Rocks 24 here on senior night at John Thiel Gym. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing, and you'll love all the people there. Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburger, Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime back at John Field Gym. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Rock Island Rocks 33-24. Streaks were up 17-15 at the end of the first quarter, outscored the Rocks 16-9 in that second quarter for the lead here at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. The sophomores won here tonight. 37-21 was the final score. The other games happening in the Western Big Six tonight include the Geneseo Maple Leafs playing at Alamut against the Pioneers. It is Quincy United Township, Moline hosting Sterling. Coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys play host to the Geneseo Maple Leafs, and you'll be able to hear that one right here on WGIL. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you around 6:40 for the pregame at a 7 o'clock tip, and you'll be able to hear it tomorrow night right here on WGIL. Girls back at it on Saturday afternoon. Doesn't get any easier. The Alamut Pioneers will be here at John Field Gym, and Eric and I will be here for that one around 1:10 for the pregame at 1:30 tip here on WGIL. Let's see. Here's, and we mentioned in the pregame the fact that the seeding is out for the postseason. We don't know the assignments yet. We know the Streaks are the number 2 seed behind Geneseo. Dixon, the 3 seed. Ottawa, the 4. Rock Island, the 5. Most likely scenario, the Streaks will be playing their subsectional or regional up at Dixon, and it'll be Geneseo going to Ottawa. Rock Island, we're not sure. They may come to Dixon. Talking with Henry Hall, he said Coach Massey thought that Rocky would get sent to Dixon with us, and or Henry thinks maybe they'll go to Ottawa. So we'll see.
That would make more sense because you'd have the 4 or 5 game at Ottawa.
Yeah, and he's saying if they do it regionally. So, but I mean, Ottawa's not regional for anybody. Maybe right. LP, I guess. LP and Streeter, maybe. So we'll see. We'll find out. I don't know if that will come out officially, if that'll be tomorrow or when that'll be. Hopefully at some point tomorrow we will find that out. Any other scores from the other games tonight?
So the score is 28-17. Quincy up on UT in the third, 24-18 at the half. Geneseo up over Alamut. I have not been able to locate a Moline-Sterling score yet. The last I saw was, looks like 25-17 Moline at the halftime.
All right. Streaks lead it here at the half, 33-24 over the Rock Island Rocks. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye. And drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was a perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it!
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry!
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, where you receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation and you bring in five non-perishable items for our local food pantry. A wind chill advisory in effect from midnight tonight to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Overnight low of zero. The wind chill as low as 15 below early tomorrow. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 13. In downtown Galesburg, it's 20 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
33-24, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym Senior Night. And in addition to the Streaks roster tonight, the freshman Chloe May, point guard on the sophomore team, 5'2 freshman. She's dressed for the Streaks tonight, wearing number 10, by the way. Thank you to Janine Bryan for letting me know that. So, all right, halftime here, and our halftime statistics are brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. First off, the Streaks led by Derek Kilgore's 10 points, a couple of threes, a two, and two for two from the line. 6 points for Soraya Boyd on three baskets, 5 points for Capri Ferguson on a three and a two. Three for Alexis Ederson on a three-pointer. Antonia Kissler, good first half. 9 points, a couple of baskets, and 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Five for six, from the free throw line. Streaks 7 for 8 from the line in the first half. 4 three-pointers. For Rock Island, they were led by Kayla Rice. Only had 3 people score. Kayla Rice was 16, including a couple of threes, 3 twos, 2 for 2 from the line. A three-pointer for Area B. 5 points for Tamia Jamison on a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. Rocky 3 for 4 from the line, and the 2 three-pointers.
3 turnovers is all for Rocky in that first half, 8 for the Streaks, so not a terrible number for the Streaks, but you got to understand that Rocky's taking care of the basketball, so the Streaks have to do the other thing they can do, which is rebound, and they did do that. A commanding 21-6 rebounding edge in the first half, including a 7-0 edge on the offensive board. Streaks doing a great job of limiting the Rocks to one shot. 9 for 25 in that first half was Rocky, 3 for 10 from downtown. Streaks were 11 for 24, 4 from 11 from distance.
All right, so individually, how about rebound? Kiera and Antonio and Soraya, between the three of them, they're are they all three more than 5?
Yeah, Soraya's got 7, Antonio's only got 3, but Kiera's got 5.
All right, Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Kiera to inbound from the near sideline. In the backcourt, it comes to Capri Ferguson. Now Antonio Kisser out high left side. Streaks come out the same way they started the game to Capri in the left corner. Swing it over to Alexis Ederson, right wing. She'll fire the three. Good! Nice swing pass from Capri Ferguson. Alexis Ederson puts it up and in, 36-24. And the Streaks really need that to try kind of open things up in the middle.
Yeah, you love how the Streaks are taking advantage of that zone that Rocky's trying to employ. They're trying to strong side the zone so they're over flooding the defensive end or the defensive side where the ball is. So then Streaks have that opening on the backside. We're going to get an and-one.
Yep, that was Soraya got caught. It was the freshman. Bell got a step on her, got behind her. Soraya went up and tried to get the block from behind. Bell put it up and in. And that's her first basket chance at the three-point play. 36-26, 7:22 to play here in the third quarter.
Unfortunately, that's just one of those times you got to let Bell go.
Yeah. And she makes the free throw. Hard to tell. Looks like she could be a pretty good-looking player. She's not nearly as advanced as a Bree Beal was as a freshman. That's for sure. But
not
some
many
potential
are.
There. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Streets working against full-court pressure, more three-quarter-court pressure. Not across yet. Finally gets it across to Kiara in the left corner out near midcourt. To Alexis on the right wing. Alexis Edgerson pulls it back out. Wise, I know she thought about that backdoor pass. There was too much traffic there. I'm glad she decided against it.
Well, Streak's doing a good job of being patient on the offensive end. Sometimes we see them get against these zones, and then they get rushed, like they have to beat the ball inside or take a quick three, and they're doing a nice job. Now they just got to keep moving and keep moving the defense.
Now Kiara, left wing, fires a three, short, rebound Antonia. Oh, Rice goes over her back.
Ooh.
And that should, if they're not calling the foul, that should be Rocky
right.
Ball. Because it went off Antonia, but Rice was on her back. So Kiara's going to inbound from the right baseline. Streaks lead 36-27, 6:43 to play here in the third quarter. And it comes to Alexis Edgerson, three-pointer left baseline. On target, missed a weak side rebound. Soraya Boyd out to Capri Ferguson, three-pointer out high right side. Missed a Kiara with a rebound left side. Leans in, up off the glass and got it. Got herself around Bell, who stood straight up. Kiara made a great move to step around her and get up and under. 38-27 Streaks.
Well, the Streaks doing what you want to do. They're dominating on the boards, and they just keep picking up more and more possessions. Coach Hall has to be frustrated on that sideline.
6:18 to play third quarter. Careful, Kiara. Jamison down the right side, leans into Soraya. Missed a shot, though, and a rebound to Antonia Kistler.
They love to throw their bodies into people.
Kiara on the drive. Down the middle, right side, up off the glass and in. What a move, Kiara. Kilgore 14 now, make it 40-27 Streaks. Under 6 minutes to play third quarter. Rice, she's going to drive down the left side. Shot blocked by Antonia Kistler. Antonia with a rebound. Great defensive play. Capri Ferguson with it. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson.
Oh, they missed Antonia wide open underneath.
Back to Alexis. Now bouncers Antonia out high left side. Alexis Edgerson left baseline. Bounces inside for Soraya. Left hand misses shot.
Be
now,
careful, Antonia.
Yep. She's going to get called for going over the back, and that is going to be the second foul on Antonia Kistler. Went over the back of, was it Bell or a Woody?
Well, and see, the problem is you get into that groove where it seems like every rebound is going to the streak, so you get overly aggressive trying to keep that going, and that's what happened right there. Antonia was boxed out by Awudi and just went, tried to go through her to get that basketball.
40-27, Streaks, biggest lead of the ball game. And a steal by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara down the right side has one to beat, lays it up and in.
You were a lot more confident on that than I was.
It bounced around a little bit. And a timeout called by Rock Island head coach Henry Hall. 5:16 to play here in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 42, Rock Island 27. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Highland Streaks with a 42-27 lead, 5:15 to play third quarter. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, a John Thiel Jim. Taylor Rice brings it across for the Rocks. Gives to Area B out high on the left side. To Tamia Jamison, fires a three from straight on, missed it. And the rebound, Antonia Kistler for the Streaks.
See, you had to say something, and now Antonia is up to six rebounds in a hurry.
Streaks turn it over, though, pass right into the hands of Kayla Rice. Kayla down the right side, be careful, Antonia. Yep, she still got the foul. And, you know, you almost just have to step away because Rice is going to lean in, try to draw the contact, and she's really good at it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have to just assume anytime she's got the basketball and she's driving on you, at some point she's going to throw her body into yours. I mean, we saw even on that half-court attempt at the end of the half. Was it the end of the half or the end of the quarter?
End of the half.
Where she tried to throw her body into Alexis.
Unfortunately, that's three fouls on Antonia Kistler. She goes to bench. And really, I think she's more worried about getting the free throw line than making the shots. If the shot goes in, fine, but she tried to draw the contact, she made one of two free throws. And Juniper Schwartzman in for Antonia Kistler, who's got three now. Oh, and the pass to the knees of Capri couldn't hold on, and Rocky comes up with the turnover. Now Rice on the right wing, guarded by Kiera. Right baseline to Jamison, fires a three, missed it. Good block out by Juniper Schwartzman, and Awudi went over her back and knocked it away. Streaks will bring up the length of the court with 4:32 to play. Back in for Rock Island is Mariah McQueen and also Denasia Cartwright. Now they come out with full court pressure with 4:31 to play in the third. Oh, got a hip. Capri took a hip there. Now bounce. Soraya tried to go inside, and the
Streaks are forcing things now. Yep. That's three turnovers in a row, three possessions with a turnover. Got to just go back to what you're doing. You're being patient on offense. They're not doing that right now.
Rice step back three, missed it, but Bell with a rebound drives in, splits the defenders, missed the shot. Good defense by Soraya Boyd and Juniper Schwartzman. So Tall wanted a foul there, but she just got off balance trying to go between the two of them. They were both standing straight up and down. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 42-28 lead. Oh, and another steal.
Four straight turnovers.
Right in the passing lane. Rice brings it down, lays it up and in. She's got 19 and it's 42-30. And Coach Massey calls the timeout now. Let's see if it's going to be a 30 or full. This will be a full as well. We'll take one as well. 3:49 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg still with a 12-point lead. Galesburg 42, Rock Island 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Lieber's Boxcar Express on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
3:49 to play third quarter. Streets lead 42-30 over the Rock Island Rocks here on senior night. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us. Kira to inbound in the backcourt. On the near sideline, it comes to Capri Ferguson in the backcourt, and she'll bring it across for the Streets. Gets to Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. Now Soraya Boyd between the circles. Out high right side it goes to Capri Ferguson. Now it's Alexis Edgerson top of the key. She's got a mismatch with Cartwright there. Cartwright's taller, but Alexis picks up to Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. Left side it goes to Capri Ferguson to pull it back out. Don't want to get a five call. Now Capri down the right side of the court. And this is a little 10-footer. Rebound comes away to McQueen. For Rock Island. Now we're going to have a blocking foul against Soraya. Oh, my goodness. Soraya was just standing there. I don't know about that. That was B going in, and Soraya gets called for the block, and that is going to be her second foul.
Again, it's one of those things. Yeah. They launched themselves at other players, so even if you're just standing there, there's the possibility you're going to call for a foul because one of them just throws their body into him.
So Area B at the free throw line hits the first. She's got four now. Hit a three-pointer in the second quarter. Now Antonia Kissler back in with three fouls with 3:14 to play here in the third. Streaks leading 42-31. B, a 5'5 senior guard for the Rocks. She did not play the first time around when we saw him. Second shot up and good and make it 42-32 back to a 10-point lead. Three-quarter court pressure again. Here in the backcourt. Gets it across to Capri. Two-on-one break.
Oh, Capri.
Pulled it back out. Had a two-on-one.
She has
Soraya.
To attack Cartwright there and make Cartwright make a decision between her and Soraya.
And she could go right up the middle now. They've really spread out the front of that again. It's more like a 2-3 now or 2-1-2. Left wing, Kara Kilgore with it. Capri Ferguson left of the center circle. Now right of the center circle, it is Alexis Edgerson.
Oh, Alexis, if you want to pull that, you just got to be ready to shoot.
Oh, now we turn it over. Over through Kara.
Five turnovers in the quarter.
Yeah. 13 for the game for the Streaks, 42-32.
Yeah, if you're Alexis right there and they're not going to guard you, just walk into that three-pointer. She thought about it for a second, and then you could tell when she approached the three-point line she thought better of it.
Rice on the dribble, free throw line. Pass stolen away by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara on the run down the right side, one to beat. Oh, steps back around B and lays it up and in. That was a great move. She kind of did a hesitation step, kind of stepped back and let B kind of go by her as she was going up in the air, make it 44-32 Streaks, 2:19 to play in the third.
Such great body control by Key.
Cartwright left-hander in the paint, no good. Rebound, Antonia Kissler. Cartwright reaches in on her.
Just a bad decision by Cartwright right
and
there.
And they were still reaching in after they blew the whistle. That is the first team foul second half on Rock Island. Streaks with 4-2-11 to play here in the third. Streaks with a 44-32 lead. Now the pickup with full court pressure again. And it comes to Kiera. Not a lot of pressure, though. Kind of getting more pressure when they get across midcourt. Antonio in the backcourt. Matt's knocked away by Rice.
I don't know why Antonio's dribbling that out at half court with Rice on her.
Oh, Rice missed the easy two because she thought, now she picks up a foul. I think she thought Antonio was going to come after and foul her, so she didn't.
Oh, and then a push by Cartwright. Cartwright just pushed Antonio, and now they're going to go talk to her, it looks like.
Why do we not have a call, an intentional?
They're talking to her right now, but she just went right up to Antonio and pushed her, and she's walking away from Joe, but I don't know. And Coach Hall doing the smart thing here and getting her out of there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because there was already extracurricular.
That should have been a technical.
Yeah, when Antonio got that last rebound, Cartwright reached in and fouled her, and then after the whistle blew, just kept grabbing at her arm.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on there. She's mad that she's getting out rebounded.
Kiera's got to be careful. She pushed off with her off arm.
Now it's Alexis Edgerson, right wing for the Streaks, and a kick by Rice.
Do you think Kayla Rice plays soccer, too? Because she's got
plays
quick
feet. She does. She really does, and super quick. 1:48 to play in the third. Streaks with a 44-32 lead. Kiera to inbound from the near sideline. And now they're pressuring out front again. For a while, they weren't even pressuring out there. Like, hey, just hold on to the ball out there until they come out and get you. All right, Kiera to inbound. Had to wait for Rice to tie her shoe. Gets it into Soraya, right side. Now it's Kiera, travel with it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Nice look to Antonio. Kiss on left side, up on the right hand, and one. Foul's going to go against the other Rice, Lyric Rice. Nice job by Kiera. Drew, at least three defenders there. Dumped it down left side. Nobody saw Antonio there. She lays it up and in, has a chance at the three-point play. She's 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Ooh, high arcer missed that one. Rebound comes down to Rice, Lyric Rice. 46-32 Streaks, 1:37 to play in the third. Left wing, this is McQueen to Lyric Rice, mid-post. Kicks back out to McQueen, fires a three-pointer, missed it. Rebound Antonia Kistler.
And that's 9.
She's got 11 points, 9 rebounds on the verge of a double-double. Now, boy, Capri getting pushed. Thank you very much. Finally, B is called for the push out there. That's her third foul. And the 13th foul now on Rocky with 14th foul now, 1:19 to play in the third. Kiera Kilgore to inbound from near the Streaks bench.
Oh, they got her.
Back door to Capri, and the pass was a little short. But she bounces for Soraya. Can't hit the shot, but fouled by McQueen.
That's one of those ones that Kiera's got to go say sorry because she floated that pass instead of skipping it over to her. Didn't give Capri a chance to make that layup because the ball took too long getting there.
So Soraya goes to the free throw line. 2 shots, 1:16 to play in the third. First shot is up and good. 47-32, 1:16 to play here in the third quarter. Soraya Boyd at the free throw line here on senior night. Second shot is up and it is good. She's got 8. And make it 48-32. 1:12 to play. Kayla Rice out high on the right side in front of the Rocky bench. Drives baseline, cut off though by Alexis Edgerson. Now loses her balance. Alexis, good defense. Rice has to come back out. Gets it into Jamison, puts it up. No, but Soraya's going to get
I don't know where that foul's coming from because Soraya was straight up and down.
That's going to be her third now. And that's going to put Tamia Jamison at the free throw line with 2 shots, 5 points, hit 1 of 2 in the first half, and makes that one.
She double clutched that one, too.
So that'll put Soraya back on the bench, Juniper Schwartzman back in, and in for Rock Island is the freshman Kazaria Bell. She's got her back to Antonia Kistler. She's facing even away from the shooter. That's odd.
Well, usually the reason they do that is because they want to push with their backside so that they can then pin Antonia backwards.
Well, she spun that time. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Shot was up and in anyway by Jamison. Also in for Rock Island is Mackenzie Mirhage, a 5'10 senior. 48-34 Streaks, 55 seconds to play in the quarter. Capri kicks it over to Alexis Edgerson, right wing, drives baseline, pulls up a little 10-footer. Got it!
Nice.
Alexis Edgerson with a mid-range shot. She's got eight. It's 50-34 streaks. 41 seconds play. Kayla Rice on the dribble, top of the key. Step back three. Missed it. Rebound, Antonia Kisser has it knocked away. Mirhage gets it up off the glass and in.
Mirhage just, look what I found on the ground.
50-36, 28 seconds play. Kiara Kilgore down the right side of the lane, splits the defenders, gets hit, up and in, and one. Kiara falling to the floor, got bumped. I think it was Mirhage. Nope, they're going to call it on Bell. Kiara was flying down to the side, still got it up off the glass and in, and a chance at the traditional three-point play. She has got 20 in the game, 52-36 streaks, 23.7 to play in the third. Free throw up and good. 21 for Kiara. 22 to play now, 53-36. Kayla Rice with it between the circles. Down to Bell, mid-post, spins in the paint, leans in and runs over Juniper. But she's going to get called for the foul, and that is going to be her second foul. With 14.4 to play in the third, so that will send Kazaria Bell to the free throw line, 6-foot freshman for the Rocks. Soraya Boyd back up off the bench for the Streaks. First free throw up and good for Bell. Soraya replaces Juniper. Soraya, 8 points. She's got three fouls, three for Antonia, two apiece for Capri and Kiara. Second shot up and good as well. Full court pressure. Streaks break it easily. Kiara cross midcourt, and Rice reaches in from behind.
That was just a bad foul
by
Rice.
That was a bad foul. You got to be smarter than that.
It's her second.
Yeah. Rice, and she's a senior, too.
And the Streaks already in the bonus.
So Kiara's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one in bonus here. 9.6 to play in the third quarter. First one is up, and good. Used all the rim, and she will get the bonus. She has got 22 in the game now. Right about at her average for Western Big Six Conference game. Second shot up and good. I think she was up. She might have been up to like 22.9.
Yeah, I think
after
she
last
was.
55-38. Now Rice.
We're going to get a block call
pass,
on.
Yeah. And that, I'm surprised. Rice, if she would have thrown that up toward the basket, she would have had two shots.
Right. She's going to
one and one. Yeah, but she tried to make the pass. I'm honestly surprised she did that because I'm. She's one you would think has the presence of mind.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm getting fouled. I might as well throw it toward the basket. Looked like a shot. Missed the free throw, though. Rebound, Soraya Boyd. Taken away by Bell. Now Soraya knocks it away. Jamison throws it up at the buzzer. No good. We have played three quarters of basketball. Senior night here at John Field Gym. 8 minutes to go. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 55. The Rock on the Rocks 38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks outscored the Rocks 22-14 in that third quarter and lead 55-38. Now a tie-up. Kiara Kilgore ties up Tamia Jamison right after the inbound, and the Streaks will get it back as Rock Island had the ball to start the fourth quarter. Tom Erdith there, Gibson Streaks with a 55-38 lead.
Just a sixth turnover for the Rocks, though, in the game. They've done a great job handling the basketball. Streaks turned it over seven times in the third quarter alone.
Kiara Kilgore on the dribble. Good pick by Soraya Boyd. Now, they're going to say Kiara dribbled on the inline.
You could tell she lost control right at the end when she was going to try to pull the ball back in. It went out in front of her and stepped back to her body.
Coach Hall's wanted to foul Soraya Boyd on a pick. That was just Soraya was solid, and Rice bounced off of her.
Well, and that's your girls not talking to each other, telling them that there's a screen coming.
B drives baseline, kicks out to Jamison, left wing for three, missed it. Rebound, Antonia Kistler. She's got a double-double.
Yep.
Hands off to Capri. Capri Ferguson across midcourt left side and gets hit by Rice. And that's going to put Capri Ferguson
that's
free
her
the
third.
Line. That's three on Kayla Rice with 7:21 to play in the ball game. So Capri with 5 points in the game, a three and a two.
Who Rice is talking? Looks like she's talking to somebody in the stands, and now she's talking to the bench.
Huh.
She's saying she slid over in front of her, but
yeah, I don't know because there was nobody on the bench. It was the coaches at the end weren't saying anything. First shot for Capri up and good. She will get the bonus. 56-38, 7:21 to play in the ball game.
I was hoping to see a strong effort from the Streaks, but I didn't think they were going to get up by
Yeah, same here. Same here. Now make it 57-38 as Capri hits both. This is B on the dribble, left to the center circle with 7:13 to play. B crosses over inside the top of the key, nearly lost. It gets to Jamison. She'll bring it top of the key. Jamison down the right side lane. Don't foul her. Gets it up off the glass and in.
I mean, the plus is I don't know that they have the defense slash offensive speed to get back into this one, even if they do go on a run.
Streaks get it across. Alexis Edgerson, 6:49 to play.
Because they don't hit a ton of threes.
Yeah, and Streaks got to be strong with the ball because they're coming at us, and they're pushing and shoving. It's not going to get called all the time. It's just kind of the way it's been called this game, which is fine. But you got to be strong with the ball, though.
Swinging. Alexis wide open in
Antonia
the corner.
Antonia down the left side, though, up off the glass. Missed it. Yeah, she had, you're right, she had her, but then it kind of opened up down
it
there.
It did. Right as she turned that corner, it cleared out for her.
Yeah.
The problem is I just don't think Antonia is that strong on the left side of the basket from what we've seen.
And the ball went off of her on the rebound attempt. Right wing, B fires a three, missed it. And rebound, Bell on the right side. Leans in right side. Good defense by Soraya. Missed the shot. And Capri Ferguson with a rebound. 6:15 to play. Streaks with a 57-40 lead. Antonia Kisser out high left side. Soraya Boyd between the circles. Back to Capri Ferguson out high right side. Back door to Soraya Boyd up off the glass and in with a left hand. Nice play by the Streaks. 59-40 with 5:55 to play in the ball game. B with it. Left wing, Jamison. I just thought Rice was just going to try to go nuts and just keep scoring all the time. Now she's got the ball. This is the first time she's had it for a couple of possessions. Rice on the dribble. Now gets it to B, or Bell mid-post. Turns, puts up a little five-footer. Missed it. Rebound, Antonia. And she's, oh, nope, jump ball called.
That's going to come back this way.
Yep. Good, strong rebound by Antonia, but Bell had her hands on as well, so the Rocks will have it. Into the Rock Island lineup, Javia Butler, 5'8 senior for the first time. She replaces Fidelia Awudi. 5:37 to play, Streaks with a 59-40 lead. Inbound comes to Rice, left wing, fires the three, short.
She's getting tired.
Kara Kilgore.
You could tell that on that one, her legs just weren't underneath that one.
Kara splits the defenders, gets bumped, and she's going to go to the free throw line. But I think it was the other side. I don't think it was Rice. I think it was from the other side. It was, I don't know if it was Jamison or – nope, I think it was –
no, Rice, that's her fourth.
Oh, it was on Rice. Okay. Wow, picked up her fourth foul. Yeah, she's just not – yeah, she's bending over, holding all her hands on her knees. She's kind of spent.
Well, I said early in the game, she came out with a lot of energy in that first half where she was flying all over the floor. I was wondering what kind of condition she was in because she was going to have a lot of gas in the tank to do what she was doing for the entire game, and it looks like it's finally catching up with her.
Kara hits the first and the second.
Because you know she's not gonna, she doesn't sit out much for this team. So.
Not unlike Kara, gets a ton of playing time.
The difference is Kayla Rice has been out front on defense the entire time and handling the ball every time at the floor.
Long three by B is missed, and Antonia Kissel with another rebound. Outlet to Kara in front of the Rock Island bench, 5:11 to play, 61-40 is the Galesburg lead. Kara Kilgore left of the center circle, bounces Soraya Boyd, right side, Capri Ferguson, gets it to Kara down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and in. Streaks are just catching them, not ready at this point.
Well,
they're just tired. Oh, a long three by Rice, way short, rebound Soraya Boyd. Streaks with a fast break. Kara all by herself down the right side, lays it up and in. And the Streaks running away with it, 65-40. Timeout, full timeout by Rock Island head coach Henry Hall. 4:44 to play. It is Galesburg 65, Rock Island 40. We'll keep it right here this time. Wow.
They're gassed.
Yeah. As you said, Eric, I was hoping for the best tonight. I knew Rock Island had been playing pretty well and hoping for a good game tonight from the Streaks. That way exceeded my expectations.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I think, Tom, right now the Streaks are benefiting from the fact that because Rocky got down by double digits, Coach Hall went to that press earlier than he probably wanted to. And now his girls are just gassed. You saw it those last couple of possessions.
Yeah.
Once Galesburg got the basketball, they pushed it up the floor, and there no way from Rocky can run down the floor fast enough to keep up with them.
Dare I say we're only 5 points away from
I
a special.
I was hoping you weren't going to.
I didn't say it.
I was hoping you were going to avoid it.
All right, 4:44 to play. Streaks with a 65-40 lead over the Rock on the Rocks. It'll be Rocky Ball. They come out with, Rice is on the bench. She just leaned back. She's gassed. Absolutely. So B, Bell, McQueen, Jamison, Tamia Jamison, also
Butler.
Javiah Butler in. So this will be B to bring it across for the Rocks. Butler. This is McQueen with the left side. Back to Butler. Top of the key. Dribbles right. Goes to the wing. Gets to Bell. Low post. Spins. Turns. Now drives in. Leans in. Puts it up off the glass. And pretty good move there. Not bad defense from Soraya. Nice move by Kazaria Bell.
Yeah, I think she's going to be a ton the older she gets.
Now Kiera. Right down the middle. Oh, shot blocked by Bell. Good block. But the ball is trying to save it in. B stepped out of bounds.
Wow. And unfortunately for Kiera, had that been saved in, it was saved right to her for another layup.
Yeah.
And she was going to have 31.
Murhage back in, and she replaces Tamia Jamison. Also check in for Rocky is Natalia Garcia, 5'5 junior. So he's using a lot of bench here.
Well,
I don't know if he's conceding.
Yeah,
play.
That's what I was thinking was he was probably conceding here.
4:16 to play, 65-40. Inbound to Soraya from Kiera. Left hand up off the glass and in. She's got 12, 67-42.
She's got a double-double.
Down the right side, shot missed by B, and the rebound's going to go off of Bell. Last streak, so bring it back the other way. 4:05 to play. Now they come out with full court pressure, 67-42 streaks.
Well, obviously not conceding then because Coach Mass is not going to go to his bench if you're still pressing.
Right, exactly. Kiera left wing with it to Capri between the circles with 3:55 to play. Capri Ferguson picks up to Soraya Boyd out. Volleyball spike line to Antonio. Left wing, three-pointer, Capri Ferguson. Go!
No, they're saying two. Ferguson. They waved it off to a two.
Okay, so she was on
and
the line.
I actually thought she was behind it because she was close, but it looked to me, because I even looked down because she was so close.
69-42 streak, 3:35 to play. Down the right side, up off the glass, no good by McQueen. Antonio Kistler with another rebound. Padding the stats a little bit
13.
There. Now Alexis Edgerson, right wing.
Bad pass.
It was too close to Soraya. Made a pass with too much spin on it, and it goes out of bounds. Streaks get it back. In for the Streaks, the three seniors, as Kiera Kilgore, Antonia Kistler, and who else went out? Alexis
Soraya.
Edgerson. So,
oh, no.
Kayla,
yeah, you're right.
Kayla
Alexis.
Pendergast, Lily Clark, and Juniper Sportsman in for the Streaks along with the other
Does
senior.
Does Kayla
Capri
have
Ferguson.
A three in her?
We'll see.
Kayla Rice
now
is back
Rice
in.
Back in, and she lays it up, left hand, and good. 69-44 streaks, 3:12 to play. Lily Clark across midcourt, tripped up by Murhage. Just unfortunate there that kind of got the feet tangled a bit, and that's going to put Lily Clark at the free throw line with, is that the ninth? No, that's the tenth, so two shots for Lily Clark, because that's the tenth team foul on the Rocks with 3:09 to play. So Lily Clark, one of the four seniors, being honored here tonight. And all four on the floor, along with Soraya Boyd. Capri Ferguson, Kayla Pendergast, Lily Clark, and Juniper Schwartzman.
That's good. Lily's in the book.
70-44, 3:09 to play. Second shot up, and good. So two for Lily, 71-44. B with it across midcourt, right side.
Now we just got to get Juniper and Kayla to score.
Rice, right wing to B, fires a three, in and out, no good. Lily Clark with a rebound. Under three to play. Lily on the dribble, knocked away from behind by Rice. Streaks will have it on the near sideline. It'll be Kayla Pendergast to inbound. Garcia checking back in for the Rocks, and she'll replace B. 2:52 to play.
I feel like at this point, Coach Hall's letting Kayla Rice pad the stats a little bit by having her still out there at this point in the game.
Kayla Pendergast on the dribble, picks up, gets to Juniper Schwartz.
Come
down
on,
the
Juniper.
Left block, leans in, up off the glass, partially blocked, couldn't hit it. Murhage with a rebound, falling out of bounds, nearly lost control. Rice able to come up with it. 2:36 to play. Rice between the circles. Left side goes to Garcia. She fires a three, missed it. And the rebound, Juniper Schwartzman for the Streaks. 2:25 to play. Capri Ferguson brings it across. Juniper between the circles. Left wing, Lily Clark. She'll fire the three. Short. Rebound, Soraya Boyd. Soraya gets hammered from behind. That's going to go against, who is that? Is that Butler? No, that is Tariana Jamison. And that's going to put Soraya Boyd at the free throw line with two shots, with 2:13 to play. 71-44 Streaks. Also waiting to come in, the freshman Chloe May will see her first playing time on the varsity level. First shot for Soraya's up and good. Also, Addison Peck, she'll wait to check in for Soraya Boyd. So Chloe's going to check in for the senior Capri Ferguson, so she'll get a big hand. 2:13 to play, 72-44. Maybe the heir apparent in the freshman Chloe May at that
right
guard slot.
I'm sure Annie McLaughlin will have something to say
wait
about
a minute
that,
Julia
too.
Julia Robinson's checking in for, then she said for the shooter, but that I thought that's who Addison Peck was going in for. Hold on. Oh, now they're going to stop her anyway. Second shot for Soraya. Up, oh, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Juniper, but to coming away with it is Lyric Rice for Rock Island. 2:08 to play. Butler, a steal by Lily Clark. Don't see that too often. Lily comes up with a nice steal, gets to Soraya down the left block, spins up off the glass. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound Lyric Rice for Rock Island. Under 2 minutes to play. Garcia for Rock Island. Working against Chloe May. Another steal by Lily Clark. Lily down the right side, lays it up and in.
There's your 30.
Well, it's kind of unfortunate now.
Right.
But as we get, Soraya goes to bench. Juniper Schwartzman as well. She'll get a hand as Julia Robinson and Addison Peck check in with 1:40 to play. 74-44 Streaks. We'll have a continuous clock for the last 40. Or last minute 40. Butler to bring it across. Murhage out high on the right side against Julia Robinson. Down the right side lane, shot partially blocked by Addison Peck. Rebound, Julia Robinson. Julia double dribble, yep. No, they call it travel, or something there. She somebody slapped at the ball. It was Tariana Jamison. She kind of picked it up and went to dribble again, drug the pivot foot in the process, so the Streaks turn it over.
Not that it's a huge deal, but that's a 19th turnover for the Streaks in the game.
1:06 to play. Jamison kicks out to Murhage, top of the key. She's got a right wing.
Ooh,
now.
There's a steal.
Steal by Chloe May. Knocks it in the backcourt. Chloe hustles
down.
Oh,
nice hustle.
Great hustle. Diving after it. Unfortunately, it's going to go back to the rock, but that's a great hustle defensive play by Chloe May, the freshman.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing. That's one of the things you want to see as a coaching staff. She gets out there, gets her hands on the basketball, and then lays out for it to try to keep the possession.
So Lily Clark and Kayla Pendergast get their standing ovations from the crowd as they're replaced by Jocelyn Peck and Riley Clark. With 30 seconds to play, Streaks are going to move to 9-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Shot down to the baseline, missed, and the rebound Riley Clark for the Streaks with 22 to play. Nope, ball stolen away though, and now a foul's going to go on Chloe May, and the ball game is going to end with free throws. So the Streaks win with 74. And Natalia Garcia at the free throw line with two shots for Rock Island. They'll end with 40-something, at least 45 as she hits the first. Oh, they stopped it with 1:40
yeah
to play. I'm not sure why. I never know.
Because exactly they don't want the horn to go off.
Right. Okay. All right, second shot for Garcia. Up and missed it. Rebound Riley Clark, and time runs out. Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 74. The Rock Island Rocks, 45 here on senior night at John Field Gym. Big win for the Streaks. And do we know where we're at as far as the Western Big Six Conference standings? Well, we'll check that coming up. We had Geneseo and Alleman playing. We'll see what happened there. Hopefully Alleman was able to come back in that one. Great effort tonight from the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Pick up their 23rd win of the season, 23-6. Now 9-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. We'll take a timeout, come back, and we will talk more about this one. I'm guessing Coach will send the seniors up. We'll see. We'll talk with either them or Coach Massey. Run down a post-game stats. Name of Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and more. Streaks win it 74-45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, one of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Robbins, who's been very promiscuous over the last couple of years. There is a new superbug strain of gonorrhea that's outsmarting most antibiotics.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, sorry. I'm joking.
I'm impervious to that.
Because you've built up a natural immunity.
Yes. Where's Fauci? If you just take the vaccine, you can live this lifestyle, whatever.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder for families in need. The First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. The only thing required is a photo ID. To see those days and times, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, where you'll receive a 5% discount on any tax preparation when you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. A wind chill advisory in effect from midnight tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. An overnight low of 0, the wind chill early tomorrow as low as 15 below. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 13. In downtown Galesburg, it's 14 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, Streaks winning here tonight on senior night. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and they take care of business, defeating the Rock Island Rocks 74-45. Streaks outscored the Rocks 19-7. In that final quarter. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here on the postgame show. First, coach, congratulations on the win. What a great effort by your girls tonight.
Well, you know, what a great high school basketball atmosphere of that the Galesburg community, you know, they did it again, of came out and for our seniors and for our team, of that just great crowd. You know, this is the biggest crowd that we've played in front of all season, and that, you know, I don't think – people probably fully understand how much that helps the kids as far as the bump in terms of what they did. But, yeah, I'm extremely proud of the girls. I thought two real keys for us were, one, I thought we rebounded so well. I thought that was a big difference of, in particular, I don't know the numbers, but, you know, Soraya rebounded well. But I thought Antonia was just a beast on the boards of, she got a lot of rebounds that weren't coming to her, where she ended up moved, you know, 7 or 8 feet over to one side or the other and got a rebound. So that was positive. And then the other thing I thought was a real positive is just how well we passed the ball. The number of times where, you know, I can think of Key several times driving and everybody swarms and she just dumps it off for an easy layup, and what they did, Capri, the same thing. So it was, I thought we handled the ball well, and I thought we rebounded well.
Yeah, and that's a tough defense to play against. They're all very quick, and, you know, Rice was always, you know, anticipating jumping in the passing lane, but you guys handled it very, very well and got some great looks. Yeah, you mentioned Antonia, and we had her for a double-double, 11. I think she had at least 10, if not 11, rebounds as well, so that was impressive. You guys did a great job on the board. And I honestly thought in watching them in the second half, I think that one of the advantages you got up on them and got that 10 or 12-point lead early. And they're having to run that full court pressure. They're pressuring you, you know, in the half court as well. Seemed like they got a little worn out down the stretch there.
Maybe. I thought, I don't know where it was. In mid to late third quarter, where we had six possessions in a row where we turned it over and didn't get a shot. I mean,
yeah.
Fortunately, at that point. Earlier in the year, we would have just ended up gone, you know, into a become basket cases. But I thought we handled it and moved on.
Well, a really great effort tonight. And, of course, you three seniors that play quite a bit anyway. And you got to get Caleb Pendergast in to get some good time. And then some other girls had the freshmen in tonight with Chloe May dressing without Addie McLaughlin dressing tonight. So it's just nice to see that. And I, you know, obviously you're gonna turn some heads with this score the way Rock Island had been playing coming into tonight.
Right, but you know, I mean, you know, more than likely, you know, for us, you know, it looks pretty much like a formality that we'll end up going to Dixon and play Sterling, and then Rock Island will play Dixon, and then winners play. So there's a good chance that we'll end up have to play them again at Dixon, and we know. You know, the score turned out the way it was, but that it was a battle.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we talked about this earlier, the seeds on our side of the subsectional. Geneseo was one, we were two, Dixon three, Ottawa four, Rock Island five. So when do we officially know what that for sure will be going to Dixon and that?
Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon, okay.
But, see, Dixon is hosting.
Right, so they'll
be home.
And
they're three
yeah.
seeds, so the two okay. is going to go there.
Okay.
We're the two seeds. So.
Okay.
That's pretty much a done deal, and then yeah. the rest are geography. So
yeah.
Sterling and Rock Island would be the two that would fit in there.
Well, the Western Big Six Conference this year doesn't get any easier. Back at it again on Saturday. Fortunately, back here at John Thiel Gym, you had a battle first time around with Alleman, so they'll be back over there. I haven't seen the score lately. I know they had a close game going with Geneseo up at Alleman, but again, it's going to be another battle on Saturday.
Right, it is, and the tough part is it's always I think Saturday's home court's less of an advantage because you don't have the same crowd. So, you know, any of the fans that came out tonight and are still listening, you know, we could sure use them to come out Saturday and give us a boost.
Absolutely. And come out and see some great basketball, that's for sure. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win by a final of 74-45 over the Rock Island Rocks. We will come back and run down some postgame stats next. Also coming up, going to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 74-45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Need a job ASAP? Head to Galesburg.info for the latest in local business listings. You don't have to scroll through endless job searches only to find openings 50 miles away. Find jobs available right here, right now at Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
When you're out and about, be sure you're wearing the gray WGIL button for a chance to be spotted and win instant cash like D. Clark of Galesburg, who won $40 from WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 74-45 over the Rock Island Rocks here on senior night at John Field Gym. And again, a great crowd, great atmosphere for high school basketball. And, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be. And I remember Coach Massey, excuse me, talking about this years ago during that run where the Streaks went to the state tournament 9 years in a row back when it was a two-class system. And the fact that, you know, this isn't going to last forever. It's going to come to an end, but, you know, we want to keep the crowds coming and watching us. And it was like that still for a few years, but it's really dropped off over the last few years. I know there's a lot of other things going on in the world and people aren't doing this as much, but this was fun tonight. It was so fun to watch and great high school basketball. And just like Coach Massey was saying, Saturday afternoon, that's going to be a great game too with Alleman here. So we'd love to get that kind of crowd here for the Saturday afternoon game as well, because, you know, like he said, you have no idea what that does for the players having a crowd and an atmosphere like this. And hopefully that'll be the case again coming up Saturday against Alleman.
Right. You'd love to finish off the home schedule with a W, obviously, and it's get some momentum, because then you just have Sterling. And in terms of, you know, when you're talking about top of the conference, it's in the Streaks' hands to some extent. You might have to share it, but it's still somewhat in your hands.
So as of right now, looks like Geneseo will probably get the win. Alleman, what, a couple minutes left there, and they're up by, what, 11?
50-39, yeah.
50-39.
With 2:12 left.
Okay, a couple minutes left in that one. All right, so the Streaks would still be then a half game behind, because that would be Geneseo's 10th conference win, the Streaks' 9th, because Geneseo has a non-conference game Saturday, and then they'll finish up next, I think, Tuesday night. All right, our post-game statistics are brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We'll start with the scoring. Streaks led by Kara Kilgore's 29 points. That'll bump up the conference scoring average for her. 29 points, 8 twos, 2 threes, 7 for 7 from the free throw line. That's an impressive night. We'll get to, I'm sure she did well on the rebounding and assist side as well.
Geneseo beat Alleman 60-45.
Wow, 60-45, so pull away at the end. 13 for Soraya Boyd, 5 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. 11 for Antonia Kistler, 3 baskets, 5 for 7 from the line. 9 points for the senior Capri Ferguson on 2 twos, a 3, and 2 for 2 from the line. 8 points for Alexis Edgerson, a couple of 3s and a 2. 4 points for the senior Lily Clark on a basket and a couple of free throws there in the fourth quarter. Picked up a couple of steals as well. Am I right? 19 for 22 from the line?
You are right.
That's impressive.
That's what I had, too. I was like, wow.
And came at the right time. 5 three-pointers for the Streaks. The Rocks were led by Kayla Rice, their leading scorer throughout the year. And, again, the only player in double figures. That's the way it works for them. 21 points, 6 twos, a couple of threes, 3 for 4 from the line. 9 points for Tamia Jamison, 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. 7 for Kazaria Bell, the freshman, on a couple of baskets and 3 for 3 from the line. 5 for Area B on a 3 and 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Mackenzie Marengue late in the game. That was in the third quarter on a basket. Natalia Garcia was 0 for 2 from the line. They were 11 for 15 from the line. 3 three-pointers in the game.
I had him 12 for 16 from the line.
I missed these two down here also. Or one down here.
The Rocky only turned the ball over 8 times, so the Rocks did pretty well there. Streaks turned it over 19 times. Usually that's not a good equation for a win, but the next stat is the one that really turned the tide. Streaks out-rebounded the Rocks 49-15.
Wow.
Including 12-3 on the offensive end. The Streaks just completely dominated on boards. Rocky was 15 of 53 from the field, 3 of 22 from distance. Streaks were 25 of 48 from the field, 5 of 16 from distance. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Juniper Schwartzman had a rebound. Soraya Boyd had a double-double, 13 points, but she also had 12 rebounds. Antonia Kistler also a double-double, 11 points, 13 rebounds, and then she had 2 assists. Alexis Edgerson had the 8 points. She also had 3 assists and a rebound. Capri Ferguson finishes with 9 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. Kara Kilgore filled that stat sheet again, 29 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. And Lily Clark finishes the game with 4 points and also a pair of steals and a rebound.
That is a pretty impressive night.
That is.
When you got two players in double figures and with double doubles, and Akira was close.
Not one of them, which is usually shocking.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Man, great game tonight. Great atmosphere. And, again, we hope we see this again coming up on Saturday afternoon when the Streaks play host to the Alleman Pioneers. Streaks winning here tonight, 74-45. We'll come back. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. We will do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. Had some discussion about this Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game here tonight. And interesting night. Okay, so senior night, quite often we will give it to all the seniors. And, again, they've all had really good seasons. Of course, Kayla hasn't gotten as much playing time. She's done some good things when she's been in there. But, you know, Capri, Juniper, Lily Clark did some good things again tonight. But just the way this one went tonight, it's kind of interesting, and we're actually going to go in kind of a completely different direction tonight. And it's not just one, but three for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game, because it was just an amazing performance, and especially when you look at the stat that the Streaks out-rebound the Rocks 49-15. We had three players that each nearly had as many as they had as a team.
Right. Yeah, we're going to go with three juniors. Soraya Boyd finishes the game, 13 points, 12 rebounds. Antonia Kistler, 11 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists. And I forgot to mention she also had a block. And Kara Kilgore, obviously, had a monster game, 29 points, but 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Just a phenomenal game again for Key. She ended up, you know, you talked about the fact, Tom, that she had 8 makes from two-point land. That was 8 for 11. And in fact, she had 7 in a row at one point between the third and fourth quarters.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever did that. I never made that many in a game anyway.
Right. me neither.
So there you go. Kiara Kilgore, Soraya Boyd, Antonia Kistler, our co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game here tonight. What an effort from the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And again, man, we were hoping for a good game. Hoping they come out and play well, but really took it to a really good team that had been playing some really good basketball.
Well, and that's the big thing. I mean, it's tough to ignore the fact of just how well the Rocks had been playing.
Yeah.
And then for the Streaks to come out and do what they did, I mean, that was definitely unforeseeable. That wasn't something we were guessing was going to happen, but a great job nonetheless. Yeah. And a huge win for the Streaks. And you want to talk about getting some momentum. Getting these wins back-to-back-to-back like this has been huge in terms of getting some momentum going towards the postseason.
So Coach Massey still, he said in the postgame, because you know, we had talked about the seeds for the subsectionals, and Geneseo 1, Galesburg 2, Dixon 3, Ottawa 4, Rock Island 5. He still is convinced that we are going to possibly see Rock Island at Dixon, that we would have Sterling in the first round and possibly a matchup with Rock Island again. We'll see. Never know. We'll find out for sure tomorrow afternoon.
Right. I thought when they went to this that 1 and 4 definitely go to the same place.
Yeah.
And 2 and 3 definitely go to the same place. But I thought the other emphasis was being put on trying to, from that point, other than those guarantees, to make it 4 or 5, 3, 206-271-8 or 9, depending on how many.
So I don't know if they now take into consideration travel, because now, because you have the 3 and the 4 are the hosts in Ottawa and Dixon, so I don't know. Yeah.
Well, but that's why I think it works still. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, because you're going to – I'd be surprised if they brought Rocky to our place, or to where we're going to be, because – and the other thing is, I would imagine if they do that, then Rocky is playing Dixon in that first game.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might get through Dixon.
I would probably bet on it.
I put some money on it. Yeah. But, no, and the other thing is, the unfortunate thing, assuming that everything holds par, the Streaks get the win on Saturday, and that's a big assumption because Allman's playing well, but we do get him here. And then you have the Streaks going and playing at Sterling, and Sterling's playing better. But, again, that's a winnable game.
Yeah.
Best-case scenario for unofficially figuring out this conference will be down at Richwoods in the sectional championship.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. There you go. All right. Well, the Streaks win it here tonight. Good win, 74-45 over the Rock Island Rocks. And I know Coach kind of downplayed it a little bit, but that this, you know, other teams in the conference, this was a head turner tonight, this final score.
Oh, I think so. I think when other teams go to Twitter and check out what the scores were, that there's going to be a lot of teams that are like, the Streaks did what to Rocky?
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think a lot of teams are going to be like, especially when they hear that not only did we beat them this bad, but that Caleb Rice still scored 21.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. All right, so again, our Dave Autobody Crunch Time Players of the Game here are Kilgore, 29 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Soraya Boyd, 13 points, 12 rebounds. Antonia Kissler, 11 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. And they were our co-Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Players of the Game. All right, that'll do it. We will be back here Saturday afternoon for the Streaks and the Alamon Pioneers around 1:10 for the pregame, 1:30 tip here on WGIL. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys will play host to the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Green out night against the green team here tomorrow night, and hoping to get a good crowd for that one tomorrow night for Coach Thompson and his squad. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you, and that'll be coming up around 6:40 for the pregame at a 7 o'clock tip tomorrow night here on WGIL. Thanks to Brian Prescott for keeping us on the air back at the studio. Final score once again, Galesburg 74, Rocky 45. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.